జననీం శారదాం దేవీం రామకృష్ణం జగద్గురుం పాదపద్మేతయో శ్రిత్వా ప్రణమామి ముహుర్ముహుః. వి ఆర్ స్టడీయింగ్ ది మేధా సూక్తం. ఇట్స్ ఎ ప్రేయర్ ఫర్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్. అండ్ ఇన్ మై లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ we have touched the point of what are the significance, what is the significance of offering 5 items at the time of aratrikam. As we all know very well, when we complete the worship, usually daily we do not do aratrikam at noon, but evening time. That's why it is called vesper service. We do aratrikam and we offer 5 items. Why? Because if we do puja properly, the divinity within us will get awakened by the grace of the Lord, by the grace of the Divine Mother, and we will be endowed with right understanding. Medha. What is that medha? That the whole universe is nothing but pure Atman. This is corroborated in the Taittiriya Upanishad, as I have quoted any number of times. Atmana akasha sambhutaha, akashad vayuhu, vayu ragnihi, agne rapaha, athyah prithivi, prithivyam oshadayaha, oshadibhyo annam, annat purushaha. The whole universe is consisting of 5 elements: the space, the air, the fire, the water, and the earth. And all these gradually have come out only from the Atman. Come out means like clay becoming pots. So to understand this one, that there is, I do not exist, you do not exist, nobody else exists separately from God, but everything is God. And that intelligence, if the puja is done properly, will be granted to us. And acknowledgement of this intelligence, O Lord, everything belongs to you. And this understanding is called Sharanagati. And that is why we offer these 5 elements. And these 5 elements, first we show the light, which is the representation of the fire element, Agni Tattvam. Then the water, Water Tattvam. Then we offer a piece of cloth, which is the Akasha Tattvam. And we offer a flower, which is representative of the Bhutatvam or earth element. And finally, Vayutatvam. It's not exactly in the order that we say Shabda Sparsha Rupa Rasa Gandha, but represents. And that is the reason why does the worshipper go on ringing the bell. That ringing of the bell is symbolism of Anahata Dhvani. Only yogis can hear. The idea is that intelligence which was hiding. Remember, even what is called sound, Shabda Brahma, is nothing but pure intelligence. And that intelligence is represented by the ringing of the bell. O Lord, now I know everything is you. And this is the symbolism of the Aratrikam. So, with this background, we will further discuss. This is a prayer to Medha Devi, and it has come out from the mouth of a great rishi. And we have discussed already pure intelligence. Intelligence is the very root of creation, maintenance, and dissolution. The Lord Brahma is endowed with that intelligence. Therefore, he creates, he gets the idea that this is how I created in the past and this is how it is going to be any number of times. Repeat that action. Yatha purvam akalpayat. How this was conceived and executed any number of times in the past. Why do we say any number of times? Because there is no beginning. Srishti creation is ananta, anadi. It is infinite and it is beginningless. But every time the instrument through which this creation takes place is called Brahma. Brahma means Veda. Veda means knowledge. Knowledge means intelligence. So Brahma is Medha, Vishnu is Medha, Shiva is Medha. The whole thing is nothing but Medha. Our whole life is nothing but intelligence, awareness. When I am in one particular state, I am aware of the waking state. When I am in another state, I am aware of that state, which is called the dream state. When I am in another state, that is called the Sushupti state. It is awareness throughout. That awareness is changeless. But what it takes or becomes aware of, that may be changing. So, if God can give me Medha, that very moment, many things can happen. If I desire to be a rich man, I'll become. If I want to be a knower of Brahman, I'll become. That is, if I wish to have prayas, I will get it. If I want to shreyas, I will get it. If I want to be spiritual, I get it. But I'm not using the worldliness, because if I am intelligent, then I will not be a worldly person. I may be desiring worldly objects. I will be enjoying worldly objects, because enjoying worldly objects is not a bondage. But thinking that this is the highest reality, that is the problem. To keep this body, keep it healthy, keep it happy, keep it decorated, keep it in every way, in the best way possible, there is nothing wrong with that. What is wrong? What is wrong is identifying ourselves only with this body and neglecting everything else. Please remember always, it requires that discriminating power. I have a body, but I am not the body. I have a mind, I am not the mind. I have a house, I am not the house. I have money, and I am not the money. Does anybody think that I am the house? Yes. Let somebody damage a glass pane. Who will suffer? The house will not suffer. I will suffer. Because even though I know house is different, I identify with it. Even though I know money is in the bank. This is a very interesting example. There is a billionaire and he has got billions. Where are they? In the banks. Where are they? Not in the banks. In the form of accounts. This person has an account and there is so much of credit. And where is the money? It is going round and round and round the whole world. But let the stock market go down and he is affected adversely. And let it go up, he is affected in a happy manner. And this is the big being affected. That means he is identified. So anything that affects us, food affects us, we are slaves of food. House affects us, we are slaves of house. Money affects us, we identify ourselves with the house and with the car and with the yacht, with everything, friends. And what about the body? Really, that's why we say, my body, my stomach, my hand, my leg. Not only that, we don't stop there. My mind, and there is an angry thought, there is hatred in my mind. If hatred is in somebody else, in a tree, how does it affect you? But no, it is in me. I am hatred. So this discrimination can come only by the divine grace. So we will continue. Whatever we want to be, we can become only with the help of the intelligence. So a person can be in the world, that's not being worldly. That's what Sri Ramakrishna says. The boat can be in the water, but the water should not be in the boat. That is the problem. So that intelligence is what is necessary. This is a prayer. Now we will continue. Apsarasucha ya medha, gandharveshucha en manaha, daive medha sarasvati, sama medha suravihi yushatagam swaha. There are certain classes of higher beings than human beings. They are called gandharvas, yakshas, kinaras, apsarasas, gandharvas, etc., etc. Infinite number of beings are there, and there is no limitation for that. These people are called, some people are mentioned, apsaras and gandharvas. What is their speciality? They live in Gandharva loka or apsarasa loka, Indra loka, Ramba, Urvasi, Tirottama. They are all supposed to be beautiful women, but remember always, this is our way of, should be our way of thinking. Oh, this is a beautiful person, man or woman. That means, is this person going to give me happiness? That is all. This is beautiful music. If I know it is beautiful, that means it is giving me happiness. Anything beautiful, beautiful food, beautiful smell, beautiful taste, beautiful weather, beautiful sound, anything, all the five indriyas. Beauty is another word for happiness. So, apsaras and then gandharvas, they possess a very special type of intelligence. Now, we divide this intelligence into five categories. So, we also divide happiness into five types of happinesses. What is called the intelligence of material object. The intelligence, what is called intellectual intelligence. Then the intelligence of aesthetic intelligence, moral intelligence, spiritual intelligence. Similarly, what is called worldly happiness, objective pleasure, intellectual happiness. Then we have aesthetic happiness, moral happiness, and spiritual happiness. The higher the intelligence, the more also the resultant happiness. Now these beings, they possess superior intelligence. Even in this world you can see, there are people who cannot compose even one single poem. They cannot sing. They don't know the distinction between Bhairava Raga and Bhairavi Raga. And they don't know whether it is the beauty of sunrise and sunset. Everything, when we look with the eye of an artist, it looks very different. I mentioned the example of, there was a great painter in Dutch land. His name was Van Gogh, Vincent Van Gogh. And he used to go at sun before sunrise. There is a haystack, and he will go on looking at it and try to paint it until sunset. Now, what do we see in a haystack? Simply the same old dried grass, nothing else. But then when he was asked, he said, every changing time, when the sun rays are falling upon this haystack, I see a different color. We only see one dirty, faded, yellow color. But he was seeing different colors and he was amazed at that. And why was he done that like that? Because he was endowed with that superior intelligence. So also they say about a French artist called Monet. He was very famous for painting landscapes. And then he was already famous at the age of after 50, I don't exactly. He was done cataract operation. And suddenly he could see the everything in a completely different light, ultraviolet vision. His style of painting had completely changed. People were astonished. How could you do this? He said, I don't know. Before cataract operation, I was seeing just like anybody else, which is absolutely not true. Because a Monet, a Shakespeare, a Kalidasa do not look at things, even the most ordinary things, in the ordinary way as an ordinary person looks at. Because he is endowed with a special lens, intelligent lens. And the way of looking at it is totally different. This is a well-known psychological fact. When you look at somebody with love, that is a different look. When you look with hatred, nothing is seen outside. Same physical eyes. But when we look with hatred, we put the lens of hatred, we put the lens of love, we put the lens of jealousy, we put the lens of anger. So accordingly, what type of lens we put, and the whole world will appear only in that light and in no other light. But when a Jivanmukta is endowed with this medha called Brahma Medha, Brahma Medhava, Brahma Medhaya, when a person takes sannyasa, these are the mantras one has to utter, and we get them in the Mahanarayana Upanishad. And when a person looks at that particular type of lens, the whole world looks like that. That is why every day, probably you are hearing, Jnananjana Vimalanayana Vikshane Mohajaya. Every Jivanmukta, he has only one type of lens. It is called a lens of knowledge. What is the knowledge? Everything is God. God is everything. This is how that Purandardasa says, Alli nodalu Rama, illi nodalu Rama, illi nodidaru, alli Sri Ramachandra. If I look this way, I see Rama. If I look the other way, I see Rama. Wherever my sight goes, drishtim brahmamayim kritva, pashe jagat sacharacharam. Put on the lens of Brahman and one perceives only Brahman. So this is the absolute psychological fact. So these apsarasas and the gandharvas, they are endowed with the superior intelligence. And the same superior intelligence embodied is called Saraswati, Daivi Medha Saraswati, O Mother Saraswati, Sa Mam Medha, Suravi Yashoda Goswa, O Mother, become Suravi. The word Suravi has got two meanings. That is, marvelous, pleasing fragrance is one, but another meaning is Kamadhenu. Like Vasishta had a cow called Kamadhenu. That means whatever a person wants, that Kamadhenu is capable of giving. You want food, it will give food. You want houses, she will give houses. You want soldiers, she will produce thousands of soldiers. That's why Vishwamitra could not defeat Vasishta. Now, if somebody says, I want God, yes, definitely that person will get God. So, is Kamadhenu. But even if we encounter Kamadhenu, depending upon what we want, we get what we want. And we want what we think is the highest reality. Somebody is a glutton. I want only food. Therein lies all my happiness. He will get food, first class food. Somebody says, I don't want food. I don't want anything. I want terrible power. That's why very ugly people have become so great, so powerful. But one thing we have to, I at least to note down with amusement. You see, they are not slaves to lust, but they are slaves to anger. Anybody opposes them, they are not even slaves of what you call greediness, but they are completely possessed by what we call lust for power, position. Everybody should acknowledge me by what is called, whether it is Julius Caesar, Napoleon, Hitler, Saddam Hussein. They are ready to sacrifice anything. Not that everybody will sacrifice, but some people, they only want one particular thing. But to obtain that, one must require that special intelligence that I cannot get it by hook or crook. I can only pray to God. So this is the essence. There is a special intelligence among those who are superior in intelligence. There is a superior intelligence among the artists, poets, painters, actors, actresses, etc. And there is what is called some singers, Gandharveshucha and Mana. Apsaras are very famous for their dance and singing. Gandharvas are very popular for singing. But Saraswati is the very house, mother house of everything. And this Saraswati is compared to a Surabhi. That means intelligence is like beautiful fragrance. What does it mean? Just as when we come into the periphery of a fragrance, whatever it be, whether it is incense stick or a flower or artificial fragrance, anything, but our minds are uplifted for the time being, we become very happy. So, Mother, I pray for it. Swaha means what? I offer my heartfelt prayers to you. May you, out of your grace, grant me this one. Whether a person does it yagna, yaga, or offers clarified butter, etc., with the word Agnaya Swaha, Somaya Swaha, Indraya Swaha, Varunaya Swaha, Saraswatiya Swaha, Ramakrishnaya Swaha, Ramaya Swaha, Krishnaya Swaha, etc. That is a prayer. This is my way of prayer. I am praying to you. God is like Kalpataru. That is wish fulfilling tree. So my intelligence is like a wish fulfilling tree. But what a man, first of all, he should sit under the tree. That means he should have complete faith. There is an aspect of God called Medhadevi or called Saraswati, and I have complete faith in her. She is available. She is pleased with me. She will grant me whatever I desire. But instead of saying, "Oh Mother, you give me what you think is good for me," that should be the most marvelous prayer. But we think we know what is good for us. So different people pray to this Divine Mother or that aspect of God, which is called intelligence. We need intelligence even to ask what to ask for. So this goddess of intelligence is called Saraswati. Let that intelligence spread like fragrance. That means if I am in the periphery of fragrance, my body also starts getting some of that fragrance. And when I go out of that periphery, I also give that fragrance, at least for some time, to others. But if Mother is manifest in the form of intelligence, I will get everything. I pray, "Oh Mother, please grant me that intelligence to ask only what is good." This should be the prayer. And this is what Sri Ramakrishna, he teaches in the Gospel. "Oh Mother, may I have motiveless devotion so that I may not fall prey into thy world bewitching Maya." Specifically, Ramakrishna quotes Narada. Once Narayana was pleased with Narada and asked a boon of me. Narada was already a great devotee. But Narada says, "Oh Lord, what you gave me, plenty you gave me, more than I can where you have given me, I don't need. No. You ask something. Then Narada says, if at all you have to give me a bone, may I have motiveless devotion to your lotus feet. And the god was more pleased. No, ask another bone. Now Narada was endowed with that intelligence. And then he said, may I never fall into the net of your world bewitching Maya. And this is the reference that is there. But then you may doubt, why did he pray this one? Because there is another story that once Narada prayed Krishna, show me your Maya. Most of us know that story. And Krishna, when Narada was least expecting it, he showed. And Narada, for a few seconds, saw that he became a householder, he became a slave to his wife, to his children, and he became a first class, what is called householder, that is bearing the whole house upon his head. And then everything he lost, and he was weeping, and he thought, 50 years have passed, all my accumulated wealth is gone. And then the gentle voice of Bhagavan Krishna, how much time had passed? He bent down to bring water, to fetch the water, and it is only just a fraction of a few seconds. And then he came out. And then he went and said, oh Lord, may I never again see your world bewitching Maya. And this is what perhaps Ramakrishna was referring, because he is a storehouse of all these stories. He heard all these Puranic stories, and he never forgets once he hears. So this is what we have to understand, that once we have fallen, and we understand it very well, because we are all already that samsari Naradas. So we know, may we not fall into the net of this Mahamaya. Surabhi means, as I said, fragrant. Surabhi also means Kamadheno. And we know that Sri Ramakrishna on 1st January 1886 became as if a Kalpataru. Swami Sharadanji says, no, it is wrong to call it Kalpataru day. Taru means tree, Kalpa means whatever we ask for. And then he explains, a Kalpataru doesn't have discrimination. So give me everything. Oh, I hope a tiger will not come and swallow me up. And immediately it will come true. And a dream is compared to a Kalpataru because, so supposing at this time, some dacoits will come and bind me and beat me, immediately you find yourself being robbed and beaten. Many times we have a bull, an angry bull is chasing us, etc., etc. And then you are there on the 27th floor of New York City, supposing a tiger jumps through the window and tears me to pieces. If it is a devotee tiger, it may even say Brahmarpanam Brahmavi. You know, dreams, anything can happen. A tiger, which doesn't exist anywhere nearby excepting in a zoo, can also escape, come straight to you because somehow you have a relationship with it and it understands and comes. What is the relationship? Your ahvana. Please come. Your thinking. So, O mother, I pray to you. Swaha means that I welcome you. Please come. May Saraswati bestow upon me the intelligence of the Apsarasas, that is aesthetic intelligence, the intelligence of the Gandharvas, same thing, and the knowledge enshrined in the Vedas. Because to understand the Vedas, to pronounce them properly, the first intelligence, to understand their literal meaning is the second Medas, and to understand them, their deeper meaning, the third Medas, and to understand the goal of life and accept it and pray for it. That is the fourth type of intelligence, and to get rid of all the obstacles, progress in spiritual life and realize God, that is the last intelligence. Whatever intelligence we require, at whatever place, whatever condition, Mother is ready to give me. So Surabhi means fragrance. And this fragrance, as I mentioned in my last class, lotus has got a tremendous amount of fragrance. Fragrance is another manifestation of what is called a pure person emits more of this fragrance than a wicked person. Of course, people like us may not have that capacity. There was an incident. Once, Swami Turiyanandaji, he was about to enter Jagannatha temple, and then he saw an unearthly fragrance was surrounding him from all sides. He looked here and there. There was not a single flower. At first he thought there was some fragrant flower like jasmine, etc. Nothing was there. Then suddenly Sri Ramakrishna came and explained to this wondering Swami Turiyananda that many gods and goddesses visit Lord Jagannatha, and from their bodies they live in Devalokas, and their bodies will be shining. Their bodies will also be emitting pure fragrance, and that is what devas are. And human beings emit human smell. Dogs emit dog smell. You know, we may not be able to understand it. When a preying animals like tigers, wolves, bears, etc., how do you know that there are animals to be preyed upon? Smell. So if it is a deer, it gives a particular smell. If it is other animals, goats or sheep, they emit a particular smell. Every species emits a very particular smell. We may become immune because we live with dogs, etc. But every species has got. And the prey animals, they know this. So they also know, here is a human being. Animals are highly aware. It is a human being. How does a ferocious pet dog recognize its master? Purely through smell. So, divine people have got divine smell. And I want to narrate here, I don't remember whether I told you, a marvelous incident that took place in Belur Math. Mahapurush Maharaj was the president. And then one night, the monks and brahmacharis were singing Kali Kirtan, a song on Divine Mother Kali. And there is a particular song, Pankaja Bane Ratra Dine Ki Ranga Korecho Shiva Sada Shiva Sange Anande Anandamayi Ma. Pankajavane means in the forest of lotuses, day and night. What a marvelous display of your sport, O Divine Mother. And along with Sadashiva, and always in the highest happiness, Anandamayi, you are embodiment of Ananda. You are playing, you are jumping from one lotus to the other lotus. What is this lotus? It is what we call Sapta Chakras, seven chakras in the human body, in the form of Kula Kundalini. The mother is playing in every creature from morning till next morning, day and night, from birth to death. So, one night, the brahmacharis were singing. For some strange reason, that day the song had become so marvelous. Everybody with one shruti, one voice, as if only one person is singing. The shruti was right, the laya was right, the tala was right, the bhava was right, and everybody became absorbed. That way of singing itself made them absorb. And the song usually goes on more than half an hour, 45 minutes, because they repeat again and again. That is the speciality of whether it is Vaishnava Padavali or Shama Sangeet, etc. And it was over. Next morning, they all came to Mahapurush Maharaj to make pranams in those days. That was the custom. And he said, yesterday night, your song has come extraordinarily well. And they all said, yes, Maharaj, we also felt it. Then suddenly Mahapurush Maharaj asked, did you see anything? They said, no, we have not seen anything. But why are you asking? you must have seen something. He said, yes. When you are absorbed in that song, suddenly I saw the mother Kali coming, running from Dakshineswar, crossing the Ganga, came to the outside the room, catching hold with both her hands and putting her face to one side so she could hear your singing even better. She, until the song is ended, she was listening with the greatest delight, and then at the end of the song, she went back. Everybody was stunned. But then they recollected, Maharaj, we have not seen the mother, but we felt all of a sudden as if millions of lotuses were placed in the room, and we felt that beautiful fragrance, though we have not seen the mother. So why? Because the mother who plays in the lotuses, naturally her body also emits the faint fragrance, that means not faint actually, very, very understandable, experienceable fragrance, because she always lives in the pankaja, that is lotuses. She plays with the lotuses, and ultimately she carries the jiva from the lowest to Padma to the Sahasrara Dala Padma. That is her job. This carrying is the job. When she is sporting in the lower three chakras, that is called Muladhara, Swadhisthana, Manipura. That is called prayers, those who are after only worldly happiness. So, there is intelligence in the dance of the celestial damsels, Apsarasas. There is a special intelligence in the music of the divine musicians, and there is intelligence in the gods themselves. There, the Apsaras and Gandharvas are mistresses, masters of dance and music and singing, aesthetic knowledge. May that intelligence also come to me. Those who are artists, they pray for this. But those who want other type of intelligences, they pray to Mother Goddess Saraswati, bless me with scientific knowledge, chemical knowledge, physician, that's medical knowledge. Ashwini Kumar has represented that. Cooking knowledge and even tasting knowledge. Why do I mention there are some people that they are called tea tasters, coffee tasters, wine tasters? They have a very special type of intelligence to find out which can be popular or not. But the funny fact of it, they never drink either coffee or tea or wine. But similarly, there are people who taste various types of sweets, etc. This tastes extraordinarily great. So probably this will become very popular, etc. For everything, there is a special intelligence. But may that Goddess Saraswati fulfill the aspirations of all her devotees like the divine cow Kamadhenu. I offer my prostrations to that. So here Saraswati is compared to Surabhi, Kamadhenu, and we know that story. I'm not going to repeat. In the Ramayana, Vishwamitra once visited the hermitage of Vasishta, and he entertained Vishwamitra and thousands of his followers, soldiers, etc., with a feast which they never tasted before. And he asked, how could you do this? And Vasishta frankly said, I have this divine mother, Kamadhenu, and she will fulfill whatever I desire her to do. So, you please give me, you are a sannyasi, what are you going to do with this? But the cow, it seems, looked very sad. Are you going to give me away to this inferior king? Then Vasishtha said, never, I am not going to part. Vishwamitra declared war, got defeated by the Kamadhenu, and that is how he became a sannyasi. Anybody who is defeated in married life, powerful life, they sankatakale Venkata Ramana. This is the story. Swaha, the word, the mantra ends with Swaha. Swaha means what? That I offer this to that particular god. Agnaya Swaha means this offering must go to the address of Agni. Actually, Swaha is considered to be the wife of Agnidevata. And he gives it to her and she takes it and then sends it to the proper address. Because the males, they don't have that intelligence to send it to the right person. So may this oblation go to the right person. O Mother Saraswati, I am offering it to you. And this Swaha has a special meaning is there. What is that meaning? So, aha, that is well said. What does it mean? Whatever is good is not desirable. Whatever is desirable, sometimes not good. This what is called good, desirable and desired. There is a conflict. Whether it is food, whether it is job, whether it is marriage, always there is seem to be a conflict. But if a person has this intelligence, then both will be absolutely fine. Now, we'll go to the another phase. Amam medha surabhir vishwarupa hiranyavarna jagati jagamya urjasvati payasa pinvamana sa mam medha supratika yushantam. So here, Medha Devi is described as a dhyana mantra. You know, whenever we want to meditate on any god or goddess, we will have to find out first. So intelligence is the very glorious in form and is like nectar. Intelligence is golden in color and pervades the entire universe. Intelligence is powerful and is sought after by everybody all the time. Give me that understanding, because without that understanding, it is impossible even to live in this life. Every step, we require that awareness, and not drunken awareness, but very alert awareness. And that is why it is said, Chit is that consciousness with which I know I am and I am happy. And this Medha comes in the form of the Chit. So let Medha come to me with love and favor me with that supreme intelligence which can fulfill me, which can fulfill all my worldly desires, all my spiritual desires also. This is a most marvelous description. First of all, he said, Amam Medha, Medha, that Medha, let it come to me. A means agachatu. Where? Mom, let her approach me. Let us enter into me. Let her guide me. Dhiyo yonaha prajodaya. What type of medha? Surabhi. Earlier we saw the meaning. Surabhi means fragrant. Surabhi means kamadeno. And in that fragrant, intelligence is compared to a fragrance. Why is it considered compared to a fragrance? Because whenever you see an intelligent person, whether he is a businessman, whether he is a professor, whether he is a writer, whether he is a singer, whether he is a speaker, whatever may be, even a person with ordinary things, she can prepare marvelous things. Any cook can prepare. And the most intelligent cooks in the world, they are so sought after that they are paid in millions of pounds by big hotels, etc. So, intelligence is compared to a fragrance, just as when we come into contact, wherever there is fragrance, immediately it uplifts our mind. Whenever there is intelligence, wherever there is intelligence, it simply outstands out and it makes a person very, very attractive, very desirable and very praiseworthy, etc. Where is this intelligence? Vishwarupa. She is everywhere. She is manifesting as every object. She is manifesting as a special quality in every object. She is manifesting the form of Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. That's why she is called Vishwarupa. That is, the whole universe is nothing but the manifestation of intelligence. How? I'll give a small example, a hint. When you read a book, good or bad, and you go to bed and you have dreams, if the book has so much moved you, your dreams more or less will be according to the ideas in the book. You may find yourself in divine worlds. You may find yourself in foreign countries. Whatever type of book, or it may be nightmarish dreams, etc. What is the point? Your remembrance, memory of what you read, what you heard, what you mulled over, becoming concrete. That is called Vishwarupa. The whole universe is nothing but pure intelligence. Waking, dream, both deep sleep, everything, nothing but intelligence, because your intelligence grasps this is waking, this is a dream, this is a deep sleep. That's why Medha Devi is called Vishwarupa. The whole Vishwa is nothing but an intelligence in each one of us. And Hiranyavarna, that is of the golden hue. Why is it called golden hue? Because it is the intelligence. It is compared to light. And light, what happens when a well-burnished golden ornament is put on? It just shines, it reflects light. So, Hiranyavarna, when Sri Ramakrishna entered into Varanasi, he saw a golden Kashi. That means Sattvika Kashi. That means spiritual Kashi. And Jagati Jagamya, in this form of the whole universe, Jagati Jagamya. That means she is the most desirable. Everybody wants desirable. Supposing this very marvelous mantra, no, I want learning, I want to be a pandit, I want to live long time, I want money, I want beautiful house, I want beautiful spouse. Why? What will you do? Because it will give us happiness. Happiness of a house, happiness of a spouse, happiness of scholarship, happiness of possessing something wonderful. The objects themselves will not give. But our intelligence that I am the possessor of these, that is what gives us happiness. Just observe, supposing somebody is giving you very nice sweets. And when you are eating that sweet, I am eating a very tasty sweet. This is the intelligence. And then that intelligence, and why am I mentioning? Because if somebody has given you very ordinary sweet, but he gives a fancy French name, and you start eating it, oh, marvelous. I never tasted this kind of sweet in my whole life. So, how much joy it will give you? So, where from the joy is coming? Not from the, certainly from the sweet, but from the, you are thinking that this is a marvelous object. It is that intelligent way of converting even an ordinary thing into this most marvelous thing that will give you happiness. The end result of every experience is, I want to be happy. I never want to be unhappy. Another example I will give you. Supposing you are dreaming that you are provided with delicious food. What will you do? Immediately you will think that it is all because of what? This beautiful sweets and all those things. So, are there real sweets? When you wake up, you find it's nothing but a thought in your mind. So, what is that thought? Your intelligence, this is a beautiful sweet and it will give me happiness. That very thought itself will give you happiness. Another example. So, you offer a sattvika person, imagine, offers an ordinary, some fruit, some ordinary eatable to the Divine Lord. And after puja is over, he brings it down. What does it become now? Prasada. Prasada becomes, for every devotee, a most joyous thing in the whole world. So, has any chemical change take place in that sweet or food material? No. But our taking it, this is offered food, this is prasada. Mind becomes absolutely endowed with prasada. That is what is most important. So this divine mother, who let her come, intelligence is shining, intelligent is like Kamadhenu, intelligent is all pervading in this whole world, and intelligence will always is most desirable. It is not, remember, it is not happiness which is directly desirable. It is intelligence which will convert any experience into a happy experience. That is called Ananda. Jagati Jagamya Urjaswati. Shiva always endows us with power and uplifts us from a lower state to a higher state. How does she use? Do it. Payasa. Payasa, payasa means pious. Payasa has become pious. Pious means the payasam that we make out of milk. Milk is considered a most sattvika type of food. There is no equivalent, especially to a cow's milk, not a buffalo's milk. Pinvamana. What does the Medhadevi do? She always feeds her children with that which is good, that which makes them fragrant, that which makes them more intelligent, that which ultimately makes them the happiest, fulfilled people in the world. She is always feeding us this payasa. What is that payasam? That payasam is called intelligence. So, sa mam medha, sa medha, that medha, mam, a means agat, supratika jushantam. So, jushantam, she must be extremely pleased with me, and supratika, let her approach me as quickly as possible. Let Medha come to me with love and favor me. Intelligence is glorious in form and is like nectar. Intelligence is golden and pervades the entire universe. Intelligence is powerful and is sought after by everybody. Marvelous description. Supposing there is a mosquito. Mosquito requires that intelligence. This fellow has put a huge mosquito curtain. So, has he become holy? Are there any holes in the midst of this mosquito curtain? It requires intelligence. Otherwise, you know what happens? Like a moth that is caught in a room and it sees the light and it goes out, it dashes itself. You must have noticed it at least few times. It dashes itself against the glass pane again and again. Even though the opening is just a few inches above, it never seems to have that intelligence. But if this mosquito is a devotee mosquito, and there are so many devotees like that, previously they were mosquitoes, for some reason they became devotees, and that's why they go on biting each other, including the Swamis. So, this mosquito, if it prays, then it will be shown. You just move a little, look here and there. Do you see that this person had developed some holiness, and that is the entrance for you to go and fulfill your desire? So, every creature is endowed with this intelligence. The animals of prey, the preyed animals, objects of preying animals, they are also endowed with intelligence. And the preying animals, they are also endowed with intelligence, because everybody has to survive. Therefore, this intelligence is, we can see, manifesting both in the victim and also the perpetrator of the crime, or everybody, the subject and the object, etc. So, that is what it means, but the meaning is there. O Medha Devi, thou art of good fragrance, you are Vishwarupi, you are all-pervading, the whole universe is nothing but a manifestation of Brahma's Medhas, and Hiranyavarna, you are golden in color. So, that is why Vedas are considered golden letters. Not only that, Sri Ramakrishna once said, I experienced the Divine Mother in golden letters. Swamiji said the same thing also. Gold means here nothing to do with our metal called gold, but pure spiritual nature. The golden letters in the Vedas are thy form. What is the golden letters? those teachings of the Vedas, those words, by very chanting, inspire you. For example, this Medha Suktam, Sri Suktam, Narayana Suktam, which we are going to take next, and then Purusha Suktam. So many suktas are there, marvelous suktas, and they inspire us. They are most marvelous prayers, and they are called golden letters because just as gold makes a person rich, the teachings of the Vedas also, whoever studies them, have faith in them and chant them, try to understand them, use them in a practical manner, they also finally become Sattvika Purushas, realize the truth, and they will become in their turn golden people. Those who desire good conduct will always take refuge in you. O Mother, you have given our food a taste, every wonderful taste that we taste. This word taste means any happy experience, either through sound or touch or taste or fragrance, etc. It is all the grace, greatness, glory of the Divine Mother. And you also bestowed milk-like juices and wealth, that is, animals. Holy Mother, every mother is given milk. And it is not only for our tea. The main purpose of the milk is to nourish, to sustain, to make babies grow. And Divine Mother has endowed them with this facility in most of the animals. Why do I say most animals? Because there are something called egg-borne. And unfortunately, they don't suckle. But every other, for example, human beings, cows, dogs, millions of creatures, they produce milk, including tigers, lions, etc., the female species. So, what is meant is, you are only manifesting the creative energy, the sustaining energy, and also when we are tired, you take us back into thy lap. And you become the what is called like a Kamadhenu, giving everybody whatever they require. And you are manifesting Vishwarupa. And so, O Mother, may that all-pervading, universal, intelligent goddess come into my life and make me strong, make me begin auspicious things, and bless me by showering me with milk-like boons. Its marvelous meanings we will discuss in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhoho. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.